Hello everyone and welcome to the second episode of the Whispers from Heaven podcast, Signs from Spirit. I had such a wonderful time recording episode one for you and I thank you so much for your feedback and thank you to everyone who has listened and is supporting me on this journey. It means so much to me and I am incredibly grateful to you all. This week, I'll be talking to you about signs from spirit, as this is something I know that we're all curious about, and I know that every single one of us has at some point encountered or experienced a sign from spirit. This is also something that regularly comes up in sessions with my clients, and it's something that brings so much peace and comfort to all of us, just knowing that you are being validated in your experience and having it further explained to you. As I am sure you already know, our loved ones in heaven can let us know that they are around us by communicating this in many ways. I have many loved ones in spirit, and I am sure some of my listeners do as well. And just like in life, all of our spirits communicate with us differently. It can be quite challenging to interpret and understand who your messages are being sent by. I am hoping I can shine a light on and clarify this to the best of my ability for you today. The most common questions I am asked regarding signs from spirit are, how do our loved ones give us signs? How do you know if it's a sign? How do I know which loved one has been around me giving signs? Can I ask for multiple signs? And when am I most likely to receive a sign? These are such important questions to be asking about this topic, and it can be so impactful emotionally when you do receive validation and messages. We have all felt the peace and comfort that comes along with the knowledge that someone you love is looking out for you and spending time around you, no doubt when you need it the most. I had a beautiful question submitted this week on my Instagram stories about spirit, and I think that this might be the best place to begin our discussion today about signs from spirit. The question was submitted by Kathy M, and it is, when a person passes, do they know that they have died and what do they see? I love that this was a question that was posed as it is something that we are all curious about and we all hope that our loved ones find their way peacefully and that they are met with love when their time comes. As we depart, when our soul separates from our physical body, we are made aware that we are transitioning to life in heaven. For some, this is expected as they have been unwell or they have knowledge that their time here will be coming to an end. And so, in these instances, they will be prepared for their transition and will hopefully have found peace in this. When someone passes suddenly, yes, it can be an initial shock to the soul when they realize that they are now separated from the physical body. However, they are never alone and they will have everything explained to them in a gentle and loving way. From what I have been told and through stories that have been shared with me by my loved ones and yours, we are greeted by family and an outpouring of love when we cross the veil, and it is truly beautiful to feel. When we pass, there is not a moment that we are alone as our journey begins. Someone is with us every step of the way, and I do hope that this brings comfort and peace to you. Just as you are never alone, your loved ones always have someone by their side. As the discussion continues today, I will be answering more questions you have submitted surrounding this topic and providing further clarification for you. I want to thank you all for your beautiful questions as they have helped me form all my thoughts on what to share with you today. So, how do our loved ones give us signs? The simple answer is through energy. Don't worry, I'm going to expand upon this for you. When our souls leave our physical bodies at our time of departure, we become an energetic soul being. Now, as you know, our physical beings, as well as everything around us, is surrounded by energy. Energetic transfers are happening every moment of every single day, something we don't often take the time to actively think about. Our energy, whether it be high or low, is felt and impacts everyone around us, whether they are here physically or in spirit. In turn, we are affected energetically in the same ways. So, it makes sense that our loved ones in spirit can draw on or borrow our energy to provide us with the comforting knowledge that they are around. Your loved ones will never drain your energy. They don't need to, as they can draw on energy from your home environment as well as their own. And their intention is to share their love, guidance, and presence with us, not to drain us. Some signs do require more energy than others, depending on the phenomenon they are wanting to share with you, and we will touch on this throughout the rest of this topic. Now, how do you know that it's a sign? I want to thank Mandy G for submitting her question. How do you know if something is genuinely a sign? Is it just trusting your gut? I am hoping that by sharing the most common ways Spirit sends us signs that I can bring clarity to this for you, Mandy, and to all of my listeners. The most common signs from Spirit include causing your electronics to malfunction in some way. No, not through causing any real damage or creating a hazard, but through causing your lights to flicker or to turn on and off, setting off your doorbell, boiling the kettle when nobody has been near it, or even turning on your TV through the night at an odd hour. Often alarming to us, but hey, maybe they think we need the shake-up. Spirit will often leave coins around for us to find in random places. I do not mean near the laundry basket or washing machine, where they could have fallen out of pockets. I am referring to them being on the floor near the front door, when you know they weren't there when you went to bed last night, or in the kitchen on the floor below the cupboard you get your coffee mug out of each morning. Sometimes they can be in patterns, literally there on the floor, or you can be consistently finding the same coin denomination over and over again. One of the most beautiful signs you can receive, and probably one of the most common, is feathers. Feathers being left for us near our front door, floating to us on the wind and stopping at our feet, or even finding their way to your car window being held in place just so precariously. Now, if you are anything like me, I ask for multiple feathers if this is the sign I am starting to receive. I want to see a feather appear on my path that is still on a breezy day, because just like you, I need that reassurance that I am truly receiving a sign and not just seeing what I want to. Some of you may know this and some of you may not, but birds are also one of the most common signs from Spirit that people experience. Now, this is not just any bird, as those of you who have had this experience will know. It is the same bird visiting you in your backyard or a location that is significant to you, time and again. This can be truly validating, especially if you can associate the breed of bird with someone you love. For example, your grandfather may have taken time out of every day to feed the kookaburras near his home. And then after he passes, you start having a kookaburra visit you when you previously had none around. That is a very clear sign that your grandfather is with you. Have you ever experienced a butterfly hanging around, or perhaps even landing on you? This is another beautiful sign from your loved ones in spirit. As you know, butterflies generally flutter around doing their thing with the flowers and just generally being this gorgeous little creature. But when they do hang around, or it's the same butterfly that you're seeing consistently during the same day, or even the same type of butterfly that you're seeing consistently, that's a sign. If they land on you, you definitely have someone who loves you standing very close by. When we experience a sign from Spirit, we will often have a gut instinct or even have a name or image come to mind about who may have sent it. And I have to say, 9 out of 10 times you were right. The best way to be truly confident in this is to remember that the message came to you out of nowhere. You weren't looking for it, and you weren't thinking of it first. Often, after that, because we are human, we tend to overthink or second guess ourselves, which is completely natural. Keep it simple and go with your initial instincts. There are other ways we can be shown signs from Spirit and our angels. One of the questions I received this week was from Emily G, and she asked, "Is seeing numbers constantly a sign?" And the answer is a resounding yes. Angel numbers or sequences like 111, 222, 1111, and so on, provide us with reassurance that we are on the right track and the comfort of knowing that we are surrounded by our loved ones always. Now, of course, our loved ones can create signs for us that are less common or more specific to let us know just who is spending time around us, and this can be incredibly validating. I know that when this happens for me, I often become overwhelmed by the pure and beautiful emotions that come with it. Emily G also asked, I see fluffy dandelion seeds flying around me every time I'm outside. Could this be a sign? Absolutely, that can be a sign if this is something of significance or importance to you, and it is beautiful that this is a sign that is common for you. Please embrace it and know that your loved ones are close by. I have two stories to share with you about unique signs. One is my own, and one I had the permission to share with you from a really lovely client. It gives me chills every time I share it. It's just beyond beautiful. Before I share, I want to touch on how do we know which loved one has been around me giving signs. Our loved ones can give us signs that are designed to encourage us to recall a certain moment in time or invoke a specific memory tied to them. We all have our own relationships and connections with our loved ones, and so our dearly departed can offer different signs to those that they have left behind. For example, something you may have bonded over with your grandmother could have been gardening. More specifically, her rose bushes. Your brother may have bonded with her over a particular dessert she would always make that quickly became his favorite. Your grandmother would likely try and let you know she is around through signs that represent gardening, the scent of roses, or you feeling her presence when you were spending time outside in your own garden. And she would be more likely to send signs to your brother that remind him of the dessert that he loves so much through smell or taste. In a moment, I will share two stories with you, and my hope is that, through sharing, they may resonate with you or even help guide you on any signs you have received either previously or more recently from your loved ones. There are lines upon my face, from a lifetime of smiles. The first story that I would like to share with you is a personal one, something that is quite close to my heart. I had a beautiful relationship with both of my grandparents, something that I am always grateful for and cherish. They have both now departed this life, and while I had hoped to see them all the time, I know that they do have a lot of family to catch up with, both in spirit and here. I often ask for both of them to come visit, searching for the same comfort that they used to bring me. And every single time they come through. Given that I can see and speak to spirit clearly, I am sure you would expect me to say that they pop by for conversation. And while they do, sometimes they can be beautifully subtle and letting me know that they have been around. My grandmother will often pop by my dreams, and while I may not always remember every detail of her visitation, I will always wake with a sense of peace and warmth that is familiar to me as her presence. My grandfather will often show me he is close by through a scent that reminds me specifically of him, baby powder. This is something that he used daily and it is not an item that I keep within my home. When I catch the scent of baby powder, often randomly, I am comforted by the strength and love of his presence. When they visit together, smells that invoke the memories of their home will waft by. I feel very fortunate and grateful that they can communicate with me in these unique ways. And if you have ever experienced phenomenon like this, you will know how strong, powerful, and validating it can be. This next story is one that I have been given permission to share with you by my client. At the time that this happened, it was quite remarkable, and I hope that upon hearing this, you see why I had to share this with you. It was a few years ago now, and this client, a man, had started coming to see me after the tragic loss of his wife. She was this beautiful, beautiful soul, and she was deeply missed. He enjoyed connecting with her and interacting with her at every session, and I have to say, I quite enjoyed talking to her as well. She was a bit of a spitfire, and she had a great sense of humour, and I could tell how much she loved her husband. Now, this man was from Scotland, and it was something that they had always planned to do, go home to Scotland for Christmas. And that particular year, as Christmas was approaching, he came to have a session with me, and his wife told him, "You have to go home to Scotland for Christmas. I will come with you." And now I said to her, "That's all well and good, but how will he know that he's with you, that you're there?" And so the conversation went backwards and forwards, and it turns out that his beloved wife loved a challenge. And she said to me, "I'm going to make it snow." And I repeated this to him, and he laughed. And I said to her, "Now, when you talk about snow, I'm not talking about just one snowflake. I'm not talking about just one snowflake. I am talking about snow." And he was sitting there laughing, and he could imagine that his wife was pulling a very disgruntled face and really enjoying being challenged in this way. And she said to me, "Okay, I will make it snow. And don't you worry, you will know that it's me." I passed this on to him, and he took it to heart, and he was very excited to book his trip home to Scotland for Christmas, and it ended up being an incredible experience for him all round. So anyway, cut to Christmas, and he was messaging me Christmas Eve, and he was sending me news reports of the particular area of Scotland that he was in, and there was absolutely no snow predicted at that time. There was to be no snow on Christmas Day, no white Christmas. He was sitting up quite late, thoroughly enjoying his time with family. And as everyone was heading to bed around midnight, he looked out the window. And would you believe, snow started falling. Now, having seen the news reports, he thought that this may have been his wife, but he wasn't too sure. He went to bed, and the next morning when he woke up on Christmas Day, he walked outside and there was snow all around him, ankle deep. This was quite a miracle and quite a strong phenomenon, considering there was absolutely no weather reports that predicted this. And it was something that was featured on the news, obviously, as something out of the ordinary, something that definitely wasn't predicted. He sent me photos that morning of the snow and showing me how deep it was and just how much there was. And he said, "My beloved is here. She definitely made it snow." And guys, I just got the chills. I mean, when I saw those photos, I immediately had chills and was like, I cannot believe she showed up in such a phenomenal way. This was just the most incredible show of a sign from spirit and the most remarkable thing I think I've ever experienced. And I am forever grateful for meeting him and being able to connect with his beautiful wife. I actually framed the photos, and I have a couple of them displayed in my reading room. It's always a really lovely reminder of how spirit can show us that they're around and the beauty in which that they can go about that. Now, can you ask for multiple signs from spirit? Yes, you can. People often get a little bit sheepish when they share that they have asked for multiple signs, that they are on the right path, or for what they are trying to manifest into their lives. There is absolutely no need to be unsure about this. You can and you should ask for multiple signs. This gives you strength and quite often the extra hit of reassurance you are needing. Your loved ones will not be upset with you for asking for more than one sign. It is something they will understand completely, as they no doubt asked the same things for themselves when they were here. It is perfectly natural, and I often ask for multiple signs myself, even being able to talk to spirit the way that I can. My brother is quite often the one who delivers feathers to me, and I will say to him, "Okay, but was that really the sign? What if I am just seeing the sign because I want to?" And even after the third request I make, despite the slight sigh, he always comes through and takes pride in being able to bring me that peace and comfort. And finally, when am I most likely to receive a sign? When we consciously and actively ask for a sign, we receive it. And while we might not always be sure if we've received it, I want to reassure you that your spirit people will never let you down. Life gets busy, things come up, we get run off our feet, and it can be really tough sometimes to carve out that time to still ourselves and to be able to be open to receiving that sign. It is okay for you to ask for more signs. They're not going to get upset with you, as I've previously said. I just see so often in my sessions that people say, "I asked for this sign and I didn't receive it." That can be perhaps they went a different way, they showed you coins instead of feathers. Or it could be as simple as you didn't have time this week to sit and still your mind enough to be able to be aware of your surroundings and to be able to consciously see that sign around you. I promise you, they never fail, and quite often they are persistent, so even if you don't ask for another sign, I'm sure they will bring it to you. What signs from spirit have you received? I would really love to hear about your experiences, and I'm looking forward to opening up a conversation about this on my next podcast. Thank you so much for joining me today and letting me discuss all things signs from spirit. I really enjoyed sharing my knowledge and stories with you, along with answering all of your questions. I am always open to your questions on this topic and welcome them, so please don't be shy. I am so looking forward to connecting with you again next week. Don't forget to submit your questions via the question box on my Instagram stories or via email to whispersfromheaven@live.com. Stay kind, stay wonderful. And as always, let your light shine.